Lest I preach this morning's message, let's get on to Sunday school. If you remember, early on in introductory parts, I mentioned to us, and I mentioned to you, and encouraged you to seek in your Bibles, to look, to do a search, or in your Bible software program, or whatever you might use, to see if we're ever told to seek the truth. Did anyone do that? Do you remember the discussion when I was putting together Living by the Words of God? And I thought, boy, this is going to be really good. I got this powerful Bible software, and I'm going to put in Seek the Truth. And man, I'm going to have so many verses, I'm going to have to decide which ones to use, which you run into a lot. Not a one. Do you believe me? That's what we've been taught, is to seek the truth. Now, I'm not saying that we don't seek the truth. Do you understand that? I'm saying God does not tell us to seek the truth. See, there's something key there. And if you remember, a couple of weeks or so ago, we looked at Proverbs 2, last week, Pastor McNeil, he was barking up the same tree. We seek the Lord. If you see here, it says, are you a truth seeker or a God seeker? We may say, well, we're both, and really, I'm doing this just to get us thinking, and we are truth seekers. But if you're only a truth seeker, you will not be able to receive the truth of God. We have to be seeking the Lord. Why is that? Well, we're going to look at some verses here in a little bit, but each of ourselves, we're limited, we're finite, fallen beings. We have a big problem, and that is processing the data that comes in, because we want to view everything as we already know it to be. That's just part of the human condition. Now, to be able to receive God's truth, then, we have to be taken beyond ourselves, not by, of course, anything else, but by the Lord himself. This is what it's speaking of in Romans 12:2, that we're transformed by the renewing of our minds. So when we are seeking the Lord, and we'll read these verses, our heart and soul and our mind, that will shape and mold us. So what he will bring truth that is contrary to us. He will bring truth that will sharply rebuke and reprove us. The farther along we get in our Christian lives, the more we will appreciate, even anticipate in a very good way, that rebuking and reproving. You know how you can tell an immature Christian? That, boy, you just, anything that conflicts with the way they believe, that sets them off. Anything and any rebuke. Well, you can't judge me. Well, yeah, God can. We don't judge each other. We do make judgments. But God does. Well, why does he do that? Because he's shaping and forming. He is going to make us into these magnificent beings. He will do his work in your life if you are a true believer in Jesus Christ. He will do that. Okay, so let's look at these verses then. Well, let me just stop for a second. Do you believe me then that since you didn't, I gave you opportunity to do the research and look for your Bible, seek the truth. Do you think you'll find it? Let me know. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, in a roundabout way. Well, it says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And so when you seek the truth, you're seeking God.
Not necessarily, though. See, that's my point, Stan. That's we're seeking. What did I get? We seek the Lord. So you're saying you seek the Lord, then you're seeking God. So you're seeking truth, right?
Yeah, but he is all truth.
But you can seek truth. See, and this is one of the things as we approach Scripture. What is God actually saying? That's what I mean. Boil it down. It's just right there. What you said is true. I completely agree with you. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Yes.
So why don't you tell us the difference between
me?
Why don't you tell us the difference between seeking God and seeking truth? What's the distinction?
Well, when you know, we can have you can have excellent research scholars in the university seeking truth. I mentioned the last time we met together my book on my philosophy text at the secular school, at the secular college. And that was all about seeking truth.
Was it?
Huh?
Was it really?
Well, no, from their perspective.
Well, that's a distinction.
Yeah. Well, see, and this is what it is. See, this is what we're going, see, what you got underlying what both of you are saying is that we're seeking the Lord. Underlying is that our search for truth is searching for God. Give it time to form in your minds. All I'm trying to make is the distinction is you will not find in the Bible where it says to seek the truth, but you will find many, many more times than I even have listed here that we're going to look at in a minute that tells us to seek the Lord. What does Matthew 6:33 tell us? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. See, we are told, see, it should in our minds stand out then. What is God trying to tell me when he does not directly tell me to seek the truth? What is he telling me? That's that message of Proverbs 2. Those, and Pastor McDill didn't take it as far as I have before through those first 10 or 11 verses where multiple times we're to incline your ear, receive his words, open your heart to understanding, call out, all of these things. Well, let's just go to Proverbs 2 for a second. We'll get right back here, our seek the Lord verses. Thank both of you for helping me probe that, though, really. No, I'm very serious. Just this... This is what we need to push. It's like, what is Dave saying with this? And this help gives me an opportunity to say, this is why I'm after. And this pursuit, this whole thing in God's word, learn it, live it, love it. It's like, what is God saying directly? And not giving us as human, fallen humans, too much wiggle room. Okay, now... I'll go ahead and read again. You know what? I think I'll switch to, we probably have several New American Standard. We could, in any of them, it's going to be the same difference. Okay. Proverbs 2:1, if you will receive my words. Okay, there's one. Receive the words. That means actually receiving. That's not just going and hearing something. It's talking about receiving it, taking it in. I was reading, doing some reading. We're in chapter 3. We're going to be looking at study skills and reading skills and different things like that. So I'll come across these different things and then I save them for later, but it's how to read a book. And it says there's different ways. You can read for understanding or you can just read for information. Now this is from a secular source, but they're right on. And it's the same thing that we can read our Bibles just for information, and a lot of people like to keep it that way. That they just want to read for information. In fact, I think sometimes we're taught that way in our Bible study. We're reading for information. No, we're reading for understanding. That's what receiving the words are. Yeah, that's what receiving the words is. And that's what we, because God will say things to us. Oh boy, that's just contrary. But receive it. Let God speak to us. If we receive his word, treasure his commands. Now, right off the bat, if you don't treasure the word of God, sorry, you're going to be kind of out there as far as being able to get to this point of God speaking to knowledge and wisdom to us. It's going to share in a little bit. Make your ear attentive to wisdom. What are all these things speaking of? It's speaking of real effort, isn't it? And discipline. This is not a casual listening. Incline your heart to understanding. How many receive, treasure, ear attentive to wisdom, incline heart to understanding, cry for discernment. I think we in that it could be different things, but I think just calling out to God, calling out to one another, could be our questions. Lift your voice for understanding. There's 6. Seek her as silver. 7. Search for her as hidden treasures. There's 8. Then. See all that process? Then. You will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity. See, seeking the Lord, we're receiving words, we're treasuring, we're making our ear attentive. And we are pursuing truth in that, but it's more, it is, God is behind that. We are seeking God. We are seeking the kingdom of God. We are seeking Jesus Christ. Okay, let's look at our verses on seek the Lord. Now, like I say, you will see the multiple of these, and you will see also through the Old Testament. Go ahead.
I don't understand what you're saying, because you seem to be saying that the intellectual crowd who is anything but God, they're the anything but God crowd, you seem to be saying they're seeking the truth. And that's what I take contention with, because they're not seeking the truth.
Thank you. Thank you again. No, what I'm saying is they're saying they're seeking the truth.
Well, I know they're saying
The author of that book, The Art of Wondering, Introduction to Philosophy, James L. Christian, his expressed intent, what he expresses is, this is a search for truth, for wisdom. It's not. It's not. Okay, what I'm saying is, we think as Christians, and well, automatically, we're seeking for truth. Truth is in God's truth. But you think that's automatic, that if as a Christian, that's what you're doing?
Jesus said, you know, if you seek me, you will find the truth.
Now, what did you just say?
I said what I said.
If you seek what? If you seek him.
You'll find the truth. There's no difference between finding him and finding the truth.
Well, see, that's... If nothing else, just the fact that God does not tell us to... See, you just said seek him. That's the same thing as seeking the Lord.
Let me rephrase. The capital T truth.
Okay. Well, just think about it. All I ask is, I understand you. This is a very different. All I say is, we must take note that God in his word does not tell us to seek the truth. Now, that should stand out to us. Would you agree? We're supposed to do that. Yes, we are. We are to seek truth. So I hope you understand that. But what I'm saying is there is a point of distinction where God does not tell us to seek the truth. We seek him. He brings truth into our lives. He helps us overcome the different barriers we have, the cultural barriers, personal experience, religious indoctrination. Let's look at some of these, seek the Lord. Anything else before we go on? Keep probing. This helps me. This helps our class. Like I said, I was surprised. This isn't something I went out and like, oh boy, wait, you know, look, I'm going to find this and that and the other. It's like, I thought I'd find all these verses. Seek the truth. You do find seek the truth. It's in one of the minor prophets. It says there's in the streets, there's no one who seeks the truth. That's the closest you'll come. Different versions I've looked and different things like that. So all I'm saying is this, we got that point of distinction. God does not tell, but he does tell us to seek him over and over again. And he calls us to a path of understanding over and over again. Deuteronomy 4:29. From there you will seek the Lord and you will find him. If you search after him with all your heart, and all your soul. 1 Chronicles 16, 10 and 11. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Now let me ask you this too as we go along. First of all, because I kind of got caught up in things. Are you seeking the Lord? You say, well, Dave, that's a little offensive. We're believers. Of course we are. Well, are you? And this verse, this is the one of the verses that made this stand out to me. Are we seeking the Lord? Are we rejoicing? You who seek the Lord, rejoice. Is that pursuit, is that path of seeking the Lord, is that bringing joy? Seek the Lord in his strength. Is it bringing strength? Seek his presence continually. Are we doing that throughout our day? Are we seeking the Lord? These things matter because God does call us to seek these things. God does say, do this and do this and do this. Okay, 1 Chronicles. Oh, what did I do that for? Okay, that's going to have to stay. Now, set your heart and set your mind. This is an important element that our other verses didn't have to this point. Set your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God. What are we doing with that? Our mind, then, we are bringing our mind in submission to the Lord. And that is so crucial as we approach God's word, that our mind is submissive. It also in some of these articles I was reading on how to read a book, the one person mentioned said the author of the book, do you consider them superior in knowledge of the subject or however they stated it to you? And they said, now this is just their point, but it's something good to think about. And they said, if you don't, you're just reading for information. Okay, now we've got the ultimate in God's word, the Bible. My Bible's over there. I'd hold it up in the air. We've got the ultimate. Do we consider God superior? Do we consider his word superior in everything? So much so that even when we don't understand it, even when we might disagree, that we will still submit our mind to him because he is superior in wisdom and knowledge. Now set your heart, your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God. Arise and build the sanctuary of the Lord God so that the Ark of the Covenant and the holy vessels of the Lord may be brought into the house, into a house built for the name of the Lord. Psalm 105:3, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Proverbs 28:5, evil men, there we go. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand it completely. We have another element. Do you want to truly understand justice? Now, by default, what do we do? Well, we think we know what's right and wrong, don't we? By default, we've got certain mores that have been built into our lives over the years. Do we want to test our system of justice? Do we want to test our ability to judge right and wrong? Well, we see right here. Here's a way that helps us in that process. Seek the Lord. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand it completely. We can remove our self-centeredness from it, our selfishness from it. We remove our personal sin. We're seeking the Lord. That's a purifying process. Bible study isn't just Bible study. Bible study isn't just intellectual endeavor. It isn't just information gathering. It's seeking God. It's submitting to God. It's bowing before him, because from the Lord gives wisdom and knowledge. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn and to the quarry from which you were dug. Isaiah 55:5-6, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Hosea 10:12, sow for yourselves righteousness. Reap steadfast love. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, that he may come and rain righteousness upon you. Amos 5:6, seek the Lord and live. Here's another element of our lives all bound up. Are we bound up with anxiety, with fear? Are we greatly frustrated? Are we not living a life that Jesus said, I came that they might have life, and they might have it abundantly, that we might live it abundantly? God promises hope and peace. Do we have those things? Well, we were told earlier to seek the presence of the Lord. Here, seek the Lord and live. Seek the Lord and live. This is a life-giving experience. It breathes life into our daily walk with Christ. Lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph, and it devour with none to quench it for Bethel. Zephaniah 2:3, seek the Lord, all you humble of the land. What's our element introduced here? Humility. I'm going to get the Bible this time. Here we go. I'll reach over here. Pick this up with a proud heart. You might as well leave it on the table. Might as well leave it on the shelf. What's God say about the arrogant and the proud? 1 Peter 5:5.
I'm in the nursing home tomorrow, you'll find out.
Yeah. I'm going to be there tomorrow, Lord willing. I've been hooky for a couple weeks. Well, they didn't want me there that one week. God opposes the proud, the arrogant, but he gives what to the humble?
Grace.
Grace to the humble. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land who do his just commands. Here we have some other things. Seek righteousness. Seek humility. But we're not told to seek the truth. Perhaps you may be hidden on the day of the anger of God, of the Lord. The Bible tells us, well, let's stop there for a second. Any other comments or questions? Yes.
John chapter 14, verse 6 says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Amen.
So he's the truth.
He is the truth.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Listen carefully to what I'm saying.
I heard what you said, but I know how they twist it. So.
Well, but I'm kind of pushing us where we don't normally go. So that's why I say, listen to what Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But I'll come back again. You know, it's like seek him. Seek the Lord. You seek him. If you find Jesus, what do you find? The way, the truth, and the life. Okay. Let's just bounce off. Why don't you flip in your Bible to John 5:39. Shirley, would you read John 5:39 and 5:40 for us? Yeah, you didn't have your Bible out there, did you? Huh? Yeah. I'm messing with you. But you've got the NIV, the New Authorized Versions. I'm sorry. I'll have people, they want to hear another thing.
What was it, John?
5:39 and 40. Nice and loud. Just pretend Leonard messed up something again and you're yelling at him and the dogs.
You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life.
NASB, you search the scriptures because you think in them you have eternal life. It is these that testify about me, and you are unwilling to come to me so that you may have life. Now let me ask you this. Were they seeking the truth?
Yes. They didn't find it.
Why not?
Because the truth was there describing the Jesus as Savior and the need for a Savior. So they were seeking truth. They just didn't find it.
And it says it right in our text, doesn't it? But you were unwilling to come to me.
Refused.
Yes. Thank you. I was
hardened their hearts, blinded their eyes, things like that.
See those two verses.
It seems to me that we're focusing too much on the phrase theology, seek the Lord, and now you don't find dinosaur word in the Bible either, but it's a synonym, lots of synonyms.
Well,
people are trying to point out that seek the Lord as a phrase, whether or not seek the Lord appears or seek the truth appears, or whatever. It's phraseology. It's synonyms. synonymously statement.
Okay, but, well, you're saying it is, but God chose to word it differently. And God chose not in one place.
Oh, I'm sorry, I've interpreted it wrong then, because I don't feel like that seeking the Lord is seeking the truth. He is the truth, the way, and the life. Seeking the life is seeking the truth, is seeking the way.
The point of distinction.
The Lord, they're all there.
But it is a difference. If there wasn't a difference, then it would be worded differently. You follow what I'm saying? Did God carefully choose his words that he would use or not to communicate his message to us?
I need to go back to the Greek or the to see.
Well, why don't you do that? And if you find Seek the Truth, you let us know next week.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
To me, it feels like we are just using semantics. There are people that say they're seeking the Lord that aren't seeking the Lord either, because they're not seeking the true Lord. So.
But you just said they say they're seeking the Lord.
And they say.
Is that different than seeking the Lord?
They say they're seeking the truth too, but they're seeking the world's truth, not God's truth, which is Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
But those are two different things. Saying that we're seeking truth or saying that we're seeking the Lord is different than seeking the truth and seeking the Lord.
Right, and we need to seek the truth and seek the Lord.
Well, we do need to seek the truth. My point is we the priority is seeking the Lord. You can't miss the distinction. And I think this is where one of the ways that we fall short. There's the term verbal plenary inspiration, God choosing every word, God carefully choosing, God picking these things out. Did he not do that precisely enough that we can switch it around and say, well, this means the same thing? You follow what I'm saying? I know this can be disturbing. Go ahead.
Give me an example when you say switch it around and it says the same thing.
Well, Gerald was saying these are all synonyms. That they mean the same thing, and we're saying it's phraseology, we're saying it's semantics. I'm saying it's not. I'm saying God chose, and God chose to not say seek the truth. And what I'm saying, pardon me, and what I'm saying is he had purpose in doing that. He had purpose in saying seek the Lord time and time and time again, and seek righteousness, and seek humility, and seek his kingdom, but not one time does he say seek the truth. As people of the book, as people who believe in the authority and inspiration of Scripture, God's precise handling of that, I think we need to take note.
So, if I might make an observation, I think you're using a slightly different definition for the word truth than what the majority of the class is. And I would make the distinction between God's truth and man's truth.
God doesn't make that distinction.
I know, but you seem to be doing.
No, did anyone here hear me define truth? Did I define truth?
We haven't yet.
No, what was my definition of truth?
Well,
see, this is like I say, listen to what I'm saying, not to what our minds are going on to project. My statement was whatever definition you're coming up with truth, God does not tell us to seek the truth in his word. Find a place. If that's wrong, find a place. I will gladly own up to it next week. I'll say, man, how'd I miss this?
What you seem to be saying is that when someone says they're seeking the truth, that you imply that they're seeking man's truth. And that is distinctively different than seeking the Lord and finding God's truth. And at that point, I agree.
Well, I think you're reading too much into what I'm actually saying.
Then tell me what you're actually saying.
Well, what I'm actually saying is that God, nowhere in his word, tells us to seek the truth, but it tells us to seek him. Tells us to seek his righteousness.
But he does say when we find him, we find the truth.
Yeah, I'm completely. And that's the point. When we find him. Yes. Well, some of the truth can match. I mean, there's certain things that, you know, that they believe is true and we believe are true. But ultimate truth is John 14, 6. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Okay? And that is ultimate truth. What I'm saying, for us to get there, to be at that place before God, to receive these things, because we are contrary spirits. We have had our minds shaped and formed by a lot of quote-unquote Christian doctrine over the years, and a pursuit of things. And it's like, you know, Bible study. Oh, great, you're studying the Bible. And it's just in and of itself. I mean, you know, I could, you know, Warren Wiersbe quote, you could go all these different ones. It's like, we've got all study Bibles where everybody's in a Bible study. Why are people's lives the way they are if we're actually seeking the Lord in all of this? Or are we just seeking, or are we just studying the Bible? Our John 5, 39 and 40 text. They diligently searched the scriptures looking for eternal life. Would you agree that at least they thought they were seeking truth? It says it in a nutshell, but they refused to come to him. And who was him? John 14, 6, him. The way, the truth, and the life. That's what I'm saying. Don't say more than I'm saying. Just hear those words, because there is a distinction. I didn't come up with it. I didn't come up with the number of times that God said to seek the Lord, that Jesus called us to a path, a certain type of living. I didn't come up with, I found it, I discovered it, that God doesn't tell us to seek the truth in his word. That should be a big deal to us who believe that God is very precise, and he chose the words he gave us from his infinite wisdom and knowledge that is unsearchable. I know I'm pressing you, but it's Bible. It is Bible, Bible, Bible. Thank you, though, for probing, pushing. I mean it. This is how we grow together. What are we going to pray for? Got a couple minutes, I think. Well, we don't, but we'll pray anyway.